Welcome to the special Channel 9 announcement of this show. We've got with me Tony Petrosian and Tobias Ternstrom. They're here to make a special announcement around SQL Database and things coming this week. So, gentlemen, what's the big announcement today?
Well, we're kind of very excited to announce the new service tiers that are going into preview for Azure SQL DB. We're announcing the basic and standard tiers. In addition, we're also announcing a number of improvements to the existing premium preview that is already out there, and it's very exciting stuff, man.
It is exciting stuff. These are developers and customers have been asking this for quite a while. What does this mean for performance, and what does it mean for these new service tiers?
Well, we've gotten very, let me say, crisp, clear feedback that customers are very interested in. Yep. In predictable performance. So that's what we've been working hard on for the last couple of years, actually. And we started with the preview of Premium back in, what is it, August last year. And we've continued to get the feedback that basically, what about getting it at different levels? Right. I may not need this huge throughput. So we've now introduced the basic and standard tiers, which give you basically different performance levels depending on your cost profile for the database.
Okay. And so what are these new tiers, and what are these new service tiers?
So the first one is, of course, basic. And you can think of basic as a database for light transactional workloads. If you have an application with few users, or you have an application which is a personal application that people use, basic is a great fit. It comes with lots of good features. And we think of this as a database built for application used by humans, a few humans, right? So that's the size and profile for basic, and it comes with very good price performance.
Excellent.
And our goal is to always focus on the price performance.
That's basic. Okay.
The next one is, of course, standard. And standard basically gets a larger set of resources.
Okay.
And standard comes in two flavors. There's S1 and S2. So you can, even within this tier, you have different size options depending on your workload. And of course, standard comes with a few other extra features like geo-replication for you to safeguard your database against data center or regional failures.
So just for clarification, if you do basic, you don't get the geo-replication?
No, however, with basic, you have some other recovery options which we can talk about later.
Okay, perfect. And then there's premium.
Yeah, so premium is just the next set of steps. So there we have three performance levels, P1, P2, and P3. Right. And P3 is a new thing that we're introducing, which is basically 8 times the size or performance of a P1, or 4 times the performance of a P2, to let you scale up your app to a very, very high level of requirement.
Perfect. And this is good news for people that need that predictive performance, or that predictable performance, correct?
Yes, but that's important to note, though, that we want this to go through, or it goes through all levels, right? So even if you buy a basic database, you will get a predictable performance. It's the level of predictability will be highest at the highest tier or premium, but most of the time, a basic database will provide a very, very predictable level of performance.
So so what happens then with the current web and business edition databases?
Nothing happens to the current web and business yet.
Okay.
Obviously, over time, we would like to move folks to the new tiers. And we're starting the clock for 12 months from now, we will start to scale out web and basic, web and business, and move customers to the new tiers.
To the basic and standard and things
Absolutely.
Like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is going to be available now, right, in preview?
Yeah, so all three of them will be in preview, basic, standard, and premium.
And premium.
And of course, web and business are still, the GA product, and will be continuous to support.
And it's important to note that the database itself and the functionality is still the same.
There's no doesn't change.
Exactly.
Right.
So in so you can move, for example, you have a web or business database. You can just tell the service, hey, please move me to an S1.
Yep.
And you will now get the S1 tier, but all of your queries, all of those things continue to work
still
the same way.
Right. And no downtime, just right?
Absolutely. This is an alter database operation, and we do this all online, so you don't lose any availability when this is going on.
Perfect. So Scott Guthrie at Build, and for those that watch Build, announced quite a few interesting and exciting things, right? Mm-hmm. What are those, and how can customers try those?
So I think that one of the most exciting things, which people have, again, asked for a very long time, is the self-service restore.
Yep.
Basically, we do backups of all the databases, and we have done this for a very long time, since the beginning of the service, and we do 5-minute log backups. We are now enabling customers to get access to these backups for purpose of restoring.
So this is a very novel idea.
Yeah, it's never been done, ever.
We are breaking new ground here.
Yes, clearly.
Yes. Clearly. So the newness is that it's a self-service API.
Right.
And this is a point-in-time restore operation. So you can pick the time down to the second of when you want that database to be restored. So let's say you had some accidents, human error, accidentally dropped the table, and you come in tomorrow morning and you discover that, oops, I have accidentally dropped a table at 10:59 a.m.
Yep.
So you can go back to 10:58:55 and restore that database through the API call, or you can go to the portal and pick the time and the database you want to restore, and it'll restore it for you.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a nice feature, and the point-in-time restore will have different retention. So for premium, you'll get 35 days of retention. So if you don't discover your error soon, you can still go back in history.
If you're a good DBA, you should be monitoring.
Yes. And the nice thing is, actually, we've looked at some of the statistics. Most of the time when customers do this, they call us, so we do restore their databases, even though we never had the self-service version. Most customers detect their errors within 4 days.
4 days.
So we think that most of the
35 days is plenty of time.
Yeah, and then for standard, it's 7 days again, okay. Which fits.
So up to 35 days.
Yes, up to 35 days.
And it's important to note that we think of this as a restore service, because mm-hmm. the interesting thing for you is restore, right?
Yeah.
Backups, you're not really interested in your backups. You're interested in the ability to restore.
To recover from.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Delete without a where clause.
That's right.
Things like that.
Exactly. So it's a restore service, and that's how you look at it.
Right.
You call an API called restore. You say from what time.
Yes.
You don't have to think about how are these stored. Is it transactional or full backups or whatever it is. It's a restore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's built into all of the offers, and you don't have to do anything for the backups.
Right. So no additional anything.
Like, no.
Perfect.
No.
The other one is the active geo-replication, right? This is what is this, and how do people tap into that?
Yeah, so active geo-replication is really taking what we have on-prem in SQL Server and always on, and making that completely self-service and super super easy to use in the cloud. So it allows you to say, I want an actively copied database, mm-hmm. an actively kept up to date copy of my database on another logical server. Right?
In a different location.
Well, you can put it in the same location as well. It has lots of different uses.
But for
right?
higher SLA.
Well, so this is the interesting thing, right? You can use it for lots of different scenarios.
Sure.
So that kind of the common scenario is what Tony points out is, hey, I'm worried about this meteorite that is going to hit my data center at some point in time, right?
Right?
So I say, hey, I want an active copy in this other geographic region in another
Perfect.
Country or the same country or whatever, any other Azure data center you can pick. And we can have up to 4 of these, right? And they are all available for querying. So you can use them to offload reporting needs and such. And that's why it's also interested in a local region. So you can have a GeoDR copy or a geo-replicated copy
in the same data center.
In the same data center, which obviously gives you lower latencies just for the purpose of offloading reports.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So you can imagine they have a database and it's in South Central United States, and you want to protect this from, I don't know, Texas seceding from the Union. And you can make a replica of this
right.
in US West.
Yep.
Right? But you also want to access the for read purpose a copy of this in Europe. So you could put one in Amsterdam.
Yep.
And you can put one in South Central as well, in case you want to do some read queries against that. So
Perfect.
And all of it will work. It's all asynchronous replication, and the speed of the replication is not governed, it's just governed by the distance, right?
Yep.
So people always say, well, what is the latency of the replication? Well, the latency of the replication from South Central to South Central is like tiny.
Yep.
The replication latency between South Central and Amsterdam is a little bigger because we haven't figured out how to solve the speed of light problem. But as soon as
we might be working on that.
Yeah. So other than that, so you're just basically bound by.
So it's a roughly. So what is it? Half a centimeter within, and then
4 or 5 centimeters.
It's fast.
So the other thing that we hear a lot is database size, right? And Scott Guthrie announced a few of these. So based on the data, the new service tiers, what are our new database sizes?
Yeah, so going through from the lowest service tier, in basic, we allow up to 2 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. The big deal is when you hit standard, we allow up to 250 gigabytes database size, which is already 100 gigs larger than what is supported on business edition today. And then when you move to premium, we support up to 500 gigs database size. And it's also important to note that in these new service tiers, what you pay for is basically the feature set and the performance. So if you have a 1 gig database or a 250 gig database, it's the same bill.
Yep.
Yeah. So for $40, you can have a database. And today, when you look at it, for $5, you can have a basic database that's 100 megabytes or less. And so basic now gives you 2 gigabytes for that price. Yeah. And standard for $40, you can have a database going from, I don't know, 1 megabyte to 250 gigabytes. And you don't have to keep paying more. It turns out that the actual size of the database and the resource consumption aren't directly correlated. So
and this is significant news for customers and developers.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. What else? Anything else that they Scott Guthrie announced? Quite a few things, actually.
So what else did he announce? He announced the point in time restore, the active geo replication,
basic recovery,
larger databases. Larger. Basic recovery is a really an interesting one. So for a lot of customers who still want to have the protection from data center loss, but they don't want to actually have an active copy because they don't intend to use it for anything. They just want a copy of this database squirreled away somewhere safe. Well, we take our daily backups that are used for the point-in-time restore and can copy them into blobs. The blobs are geo-replicated. So what we basically are going to have is the ability to restore a database in any location, regardless of where that database was originally used or backed up. So if you have a database, again, in South Central, and South Central, again, disappears off the face of the earth, you could go restore this database through the portal or through the APIs in a different data center. And so this is the basic recovery. And this is available to basic, standard, and premium, as an option. So and the nice thing about, again, the basic recovery is that it doesn't give you the down to the second. You basically get full backups,
okay,
right? And with the daily granularity. But you can get the last known good copy of your database and in case of a real disaster.
There's no additional cost to this.
Yeah.
So it's starting in the basic tier, you have the ability to do this, restore any place on the planet.
Right. Excellent.
So it's almost like global restore that you can also use for recovery purposes.
Excellent. So it doesn't matter where they are, they can restore from almost any location.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. From a cost, kind of last question as we wrap this up, cost benefits, as they start moving to this new service, right, basic and standard or premium, right, there was some, as they transition, there's some cost benefits around this, things like disaster recovery via data sync and things like that, right?
The first and the simplest is the size of the database. You know, every time you have a database grow by a gigabyte, we charge you more. Well, in the new offers, we don't, right?
Yeah.
So in the case of you have a business database that's 11 gigabyte, you're paying $50 for that, right? Because every gigabyte is $4.99 plus the $10 to start with. And so by the time you get to 11 gig, incremental, you're just paying more. In standard, you won't, right? So for databases that are larger than 8 gig and up, you get a pretty good deal with just a fixed $40 price. The other thing which we discovered is because we didn't have this restore thing, customers were copying their databases for safekeeping.
Yep.
Customers are pretty smart.
good thing.
If you have a database and you copy that database every day, you basically have two databases. So you're paying for two databases. So imagine that $50 database that you keep copying, you're really paying $100 for it because there is the database and the copy of it, right? In this case, for standard, you have geo-replication. Now, that comes with standard. Geo-replication is not active. So you don't have the option of using the secondaries as read.
Right.
And the pairing is done by Microsoft. kind of like the Azure blobs.
Yep.
For every database, if you opt in, we will replicate that database to another data center. So that removes the need for you to now copy the databases around, right?
Yep.
So for pretty good price, you have the ability to recover, and you don't have to copy databases, and you don't have to copy and export and import the database into a different location because now we have the geo options right. for you. So all of these things are a saving. It turns out you go talk to the customers, a lot of them do this, and they kind of forgot that they have scripts that do this. So they always think about the database. They forget to think about, yeah, and then copy it, and then I copy one over there. So, you know, that $150 database now will be, you know, $40 for the database and then 0.75 for the replica.
The replica, yeah. Right. So the significant cost savings based on this new service model,
yes.
Significant.
Absolutely, and just like Tony mentioned, this is also used a lot just to get restore capability.
Yes.
So people keep copying databases even locally, just keeping them around to be able to do restore,
right.
And that's just built in the new service.
And they can still do the import export to blob storage if they, yeah. if, you know, if they want to get backups.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, right.
Yeah, we think that import-export actually is a good archival mechanism for customers who really want to keep a database outside of the service. Then you export it, and it's portable, and you can take it anywhere. You can import it into any SQL server in any location that you want.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So that will remain.
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, how can customers try these new services?
Well, they go to this magnificent portal we have and basically just create a database. So we have a sign-up experience where you opt in to join the preview program.
Yep.
If you're already in the premium preview program, you're automatically joined into the new basic and standard preview program. And that's all you do. Once you have that, when you create a database, you get a choice of which service tier do you want and what performance level, and off you go.
Wonderful. So if they're currently using Web and Business, do they have to opt in, or is there is there a sign up process? Or?
Yes, there is the sign up process that you have to go through that you find out in the portal.
But if they're already in, if they just log in and create a new database,
they will see it. Or if they open an existing one, they can change that existing one from, for example, Business to Standard.
So it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, it's part of the normal preview process in Azure. Yeah. So
we have this,
the preview stuff. You'll
we have this thing where we have to make sure that Tony can actually do it. So that's why we have to keep it simple.
Right. Where he sits in his office, another request.
I'm the simpleton.
Yes.
Perfect. So just wrapping up, some exciting announcements around SQL database and predictable performance and backup and restore and database sizes. Exciting week. So gentlemen, thank you for your time. And for more information, where can customers go?
Well, to the Azure portal.
Yeah,
Azure portal.
We'll have lots of blogs.
And
then there's the forums, and we'll be monitoring, so all feedback is appreciated.
Tony's email.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate you watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
You.